It's a long shot from distance from Jordan Archer, 25 yards out, and it beats James Wren at his near post. Players go over to congratulate Archer. And Stourbridge are a goal up, having played 32 minutes of the first half, and is no less than what the Glass Boys deserve, Paul.
Definitely, and it took a strike like that to get it, didn't it? All the build-up they've had, but what a fantastic strike from Jordan Archer. It shows again what he can do. You know, he should have put them in front earlier, but that's forgotten now. Brilliant strike. Goalkeeper had no, although I think he got a hand on it and it went onto the post, but there was only one way it was going, really, and that was into the net.
Savage lead. We're about 12 minutes short of half time by a goal to nil. Hensford trying to come forward, but really sixes and sevens as Matt Dodd leading them, and Mary Dunn staying the right hand side, plays it through to Archer again, who has another shot, and it just skews wide. It'll be a corner. It was a deflected shot there, which just skimmed wide of the far post, and Stourbridge will have another opportunity from the far side this time for yet another corner, piling on these corners. And really, you would hope to be 2-0 up at half time, given the amount of possession and opportunities that the Glass Boys have created in this first half. Hensford certainly haven't really woken up from going out to the FA Cup at the weekend. The corner is an outswinger once again. It's deep, looking for Jack Duggan's head. He's headed it down, but a free kick is given away. But it's all Stourbridge at the moment. Stourbridge 1, Hensford 0.